Wednesday, the seven heads of the beast. We have identified them as political powers in opposition to God's people, at first in the Old Testament and then in the New Testament. Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome, United States. Now, when we have a look at these systems, the harlot, the papacy, and the political powers under the leadership of the United States in the final phase of this world's history, what details can we find out here? When we look at the religious system on this world, as we see it nowadays, the green color, Muslims. The blue one, Hinduism in India. Yellow, Lamaism, Dalai Lama, the leader. Buddhism in China and this part of Asia. Shintoism in Japan. And then we have the Christian ones. Gray are primitive religious systems, and there is nearly no one living in the gray area. And then the Christian system, divided in three colors, the Orthodox Church in light red, Roman Catholic Church, and red, the Protestant Church, orange, Orthodox, Roman Catholic, light red, red, Protestant. And why are these religions on the earth? South America and Latin America, the middle here, the Portugal and Spain, they had their colonies here. Portugal in Brazil and Spain here from Mexico down to the feet, the toes of this feet here. It's not by chance that this is Roman Catholic, but because Spain and Portugal had the colonies there. When we look at the Islam in 622, and then within 100 years, this was conquered, later on, even there, Indonesia. The European powers, Britain, France, Netherlands, Germany, they had their colonies on this planet. The British, the Anglican Church, is here in the same color as the Protestants. They came to South Africa, Nigeria, and in the middle of Africa, Australia, New Zealand, North America. Therefore, Protestant. So, which European power has a colony somewhere? So this religion you find there. The eastern part, Russian Orthodox Church, therefore orange through all the part of Siberia. Now, what does this mean for the final phase of this world's history? The harlot is the papacy. She's the mother of all the harlots. And under the leadership of the papacy, and we can see this very clearly now when we have a look at the present Pope. He's going to unite the Christian denominations, and he wants all the other denominations to come together under his leadership. He's the one. He's the leader. And the United States, they act in the same way, collecting, bringing together, gathering together all the states under their leadership. That is what's going on at the moment.